This is your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. I want to let you know what we're doing right now. We're doing a program on Wednesday evening, December 28th, and our topic is Scam Alert, How to Protect Yourself from Fraudsters and Scamsters. I'll tell you who my guest is in just a minute. The national organization, AARP, has reported that consumers of all educations and economic backgrounds lose $40 billion. That's billion with a B, dollars a year for telemarketing scams or by telemarketing scams. This segment of Your Legal Rights is made possible by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar, the National Board of Trial Advocacy, and the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco. It's also our monthly Call a Lawyer night where you have a chance to speak with one or more attorneys off the air. We do this every month. The magic number here at KLW is 1-800-525-9917. 1-800-525-9917. And here at the studio is family law certified specialist Janet Frankel, landlord-tenant attorney Sal Timpano, tax law, real estate broker Frank Adam, patent law, aviation law, lemon law, BBB arbitration, Ron Rohde. And if you have any questions, by the way, in workers' compensation, certified specialist Robert Vermes will take calls until 8 o'clock. And that number, you might want to jot it down, 949-584-2679. 949-584-2679. And if you have questions about estate planning, trust, or probate law, certified specialist John Martin will take calls until 8 o'clock, 650-430-4664. 650-430-4664. My guest on this segment of the program is Jay White. He's an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of San Mateo County. Let me give you that website, which I think might be helpful for you for the future, because Jay has specialized in providing protection information for consumers regarding scams. And we'll talk with him in just a minute. But the website for the Legal Aid Society of San Mateo County, and you can get, by the way, Jay's latest Scams Alert report, the December report, by going to this website, www.lassmc.org. That stands for Legal Aid Society San Mateo County.org. So it's www.lassmc.org. Another excellent website for scams, in my opinion, is the California Attorney General's website, which is www.oag.ca.gov/privacy. And I'll give that to you again in a few minutes. Jay, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's really nice to have you here. Jay, you have set up a number of things that you wanted to talk about and that we will talk about. I think what might be helpful for some people, because people like to take vacations around this time of the year, and you have a warning about timeshare purchases. What's the problem there?
Well, Chuck, let me preface that by saying that as far as the scams are concerned, the best defense to a scam is an early warning. And you know by experience that if someone is pointing a rifle at us, there's a chance that we can dodge the bullet.
We hope.
By analogy, if a fraudster is coming our way, there's a chance we can dodge the scam. So warning, early warning is the key. And I'm happy to report there are a number of sources that provide information about scams. There are a number of websites that are very good about that. One in particular that I frequently use is the Federal Trade Commission. Now, the Federal Trade Commission is a consumer watchdog, and its mission is to protect consumers from scams. It receives many complaints and publishes a weekly report that can be reached free by anyone, and could even receive the email reports by email if they wish to do so.
What I would like to do, Jay, if I can interrupt you for a moment, since I think you feel so strongly about the Federal Trade Commission, is I'll give you the website, everyone, but then I'm going to tell you something else that I think you should do. And that is www.ftc.gov. That's the Federal Trade Commission, www.ftc.gov. One of the things that I feel is very important for all of you is the most recent report, SCAM, which is, Jay does a monthly senior SCAM alert. And the latest one, December, has come out. And I highly recommend to you that you go to the Legal Aid Society's website that I gave you a few minutes ago and take a look at this, because what Jay has done on the second page of his report, he has listed at the bottom some useful online resources to fight scammers. The first one, of course, is the Federal Trade Commission. So I'm a real advocate of you, as Jay said, in trying to avoid something rather than wait until you are scammed. But, Jay, you go ahead.
Well, Chuck, you've had programs before about avoiding scams, and I think it's paying off. I'm pleased to report that working with my seniors at Legal Aid Society, a number of them are actually logging onto the websites to get scam information. So the word is getting out that there is information available. There are sources so we don't have to sit around and wait to be scammed, but can actually go on the website and find information about the scams that are probably going to be coming our way.
And one of the things that you have several items that I'd like to talk before the end of the first half hour, which is the statewide version of the program recorded, and the station sends it out to 15 other stations that air the program in California on next week, actually. But one of the things that I think is becoming so prevalent today in terms of how much we as a society are using smartphones. You have you mentioned before we went on the air smartphone frauds and phone apps popping up that impersonate well-known retailers to take your credit card or bank info. Talk a little bit about that, would you, Jay?
Well, yes. There's an increasing number of smartphones. There seem to be about everywhere, and the scammers have picked up on this. This is a rich place for money, you know, and so they are coming up with ways of talking the smartphone people into, one way or another, turning over money or information. And so there's not a lot of information to identify the apps that they're proposing, but anyone with a smartphone that receives a message that appears to be offering something that's really a good deal and doesn't sound right, it should be looked at very skeptically and some research to determine it's valid before responding.
And I certainly agree with that. By the way, another one of the things that you presented to me before we went on the air is that apparently there is some flyer, a very colorful flyer, as you put it, being mailed to some people saying that the Social Security system is going to go into bankruptcy. And therefore, because of that, therefore, join a Canadian plan and receive anywhere between $400 to $4,700 a month. Will you talk about that, please?
That's true, and that goes back to the old original way of scamming by using the mail. One of my elderly clients brought in a slick brochure that was warning that the U.S. Social Security system was going to be bankrupt, and there was an opportunity to switch to the Canadian system through what they call a special pension plan and start receiving money there that would be safe and not have to worry about the U.S. Social Security system. And that just doesn't stack up. It doesn't make sense at all. But to do that, that meant that this person would have to send in some money up front
to get
on the pension plan.
Of course. You know, speaking of putting money up front and Canada, this thing with Social Security going bankrupt, which of course is all bogus. Some years ago, there was a little lady, a widow in Burlingame, who apparently got involved with the lotteries. And she got a call from someone who represented himself as an attorney for the Canadian Lottery. And he told her that she had won $500,000. Pretty nice, huh? And all she had to do, but under Canadian law, she had to pay the taxes up front. And the taxes were $100,000. And so what she did, she believed this guy. And what she did, she had two credit cards. I mean, obviously, this woman was well off. She had a home fully paid for. She had the two credit cards that, with available cash of $100,000, she actually sent that to whatever address it was in Canada. About a few days later, she gets another call from this guy and saying, "Oh, we made a mistake, Mrs. So-and-so. You actually won $1 million. But again, before we can send you your winnings of $1 million, you have to pay the taxes." So fortunately, she began to seek out a loan on her home because she wanted to borrow $100,000. One of her friends was on a boat in the San Francisco Bay, and a representative of the Marin County DA's office was on there, and they had a conversation. And the deputy DA, or maybe it was the district attorney, I'm not sure, said, "You should get in touch with the San Mateo County DA's office and tell them about this, because this is a scam." And so I heard about this. I had one of our investigators go out and meet with this little lady in Burlingame and stop her from mortgaging her home. It turns out this was totally bogus. And I contacted the FBI and the Canadian Mounties in Canada. They never found this person, by the way. So this poor little woman lost $100,000, but at least we saved her $100,000. There's a couple of other things I want to let you all know about is if you receive an email from the IRS, an email from the U.S. Postal Service, or an email from your bank, it's probably bogus. What would you say, Jay, about that?
Well, I agree 100%. Those entities don't normally send messages by email. If they're going to contact somebody in a legitimate way, they'll do it by mail and writing, but not by email. That's a nasty thing they do, and unfortunately a lot of people fall for it.
And we have to be very careful with emails, and we have to be very careful if we're going to purchase something by using some method of whether it's wiring money or using a debit card, etc. If you don't know a merchant or you don't know whatever this business is personally, having dealt with them before, or some neighbor of yours or some friend or relative has dealt with them, be exceptionally careful about this and never wire money. Don't use a debit card. If you're going to pay for it, use your credit card, because if it turns out that the product, whatever it is, either doesn't show up or it's broken or whatever is wrong with it, at least you can file a claim with your credit card company to try to get your money back. We're going to take a break in just about a minute or so. But do you have another point you'd like to bring up before we take just a very, very brief break, Jay?
Well, yes. One further thing about the mail. The little lady that brought in the flyer had a second flyer, but this one was offering to allow her to make money at home selling things over the Internet. But the problem was that she was going to have to send the money to receive this complete package to show her how to do it.
Well, that was probably a very exclusive package, right? Did she do it?
Well, the brochure showed the picture of the package, but that's as far as she got.
Good. So she did not send any money. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
She came to see me before she sent it. Unfortunately, a lot of my clients don't come to see me until they've already.
Well, we want to stop that kind of thing.
Right.
Now, everybody, it is our monthly Call a Lawyer night. I hope you are taking advantage of this. We do this every month, wherever you may be, anywhere in the country, because we are on the Internet nationally at www.klw.org. But the Call a Lawyer Night number is 1-800-525-9917, 1-800-525-9917. We have attorneys here for family law. We have landlord-tenant law, tax law, real estate law, patent law, aviation law. And if you have workers' compensation questions, we have the number here for certified specialist Robert Vermes, and that number you want to jot down, 949-584-2679, 949-584-2679. And if you have estate planning questions, trust or probate law questions, a certified specialist, John Martin, will take your calls at 650-430-4664, 650-430-4664. And these attorneys will take your calls until 8 p.m. Pacific time, and we're doing this on Wednesday evening, December 28th. Now, one thing I want to let all of you know about also, which I think is very special considering the issues on immigration. On January 11th at 7 p.m. Pacific time, we'll be doing a special program on immigration laws and issues. And on that same evening from 7 to 8 p.m., we will have a special immigration law Call a Lawyer Night off the air. And I want everyone who listens to this program, whether it's a half hour or hour, to know about this. I'll have several immigration attorneys here for Call a Lawyer in the conference room who will take calls from you who have immigration questions and problems. You might want to jot down the number. Again, this will be January 11th at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 1-800-525-9917, 1-800-525-9917. And if you have immigration questions or problems, whether or not you are able to hear the live program on Wednesday, January 11th, I invite you to call into our special immigration Call a Lawyer Night again at 1-800-525-9917 from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific time on January 11th. Jay, what about this? You know, I had, when you talk about home internet sales and doing money from home, I remember a few years ago in my position as a deputy district attorney in consumer protection for San Mateo County, I had this woman who was out of work, and she had received some kind of what she had actually done. She put her resume on the internet. She got a call from some outfit from another state saying, we are working on behalf of MoneyGram, which is Walmart's MoneyGram, and we are looking for someone who's a mystery shopper. And we'll pay you $75 an hour if you'd like to do this. We'll send you the money for this, and you go to any one of the Walmart stores, and you go to the MoneyGram place, and you see how they're doing it, and you send money to a designated address. Again, believe it or not, this was to go to Canada. Yep, go to Canada. In any event, this woman said, gee, that sounds wonderful. And then what she did, everyone, is she said, yeah, please do that. So she gets this from this outfit from another state. Inside are two money orders, two $900 money orders. So she calls back to this place to speak to the person she's been talking with. Why didn't you send cash? And they said, which seems reasonable, we don't send cash because we're afraid it could get lost or someone could steal it, and that's why we send the money orders. And she was told, go to your bank, deposit the money orders, take out the cash, and then go to the Walmart MoneyGram and send that money via MoneyGram to the certain address. Well, this is all bogus. This is all bogus. So this poor woman who's looking for work, you know, working from her home, et cetera, and going out to MoneyGram. And, of course, Walmart had nothing to do with this. Walmart was also a victim of this type of thing. She was ripped off. And so the fact of the matter is you have to be very careful in terms of what you do with your resume and who you are dealing with. And that's why if you're going to pay for anything, if you're going to buy anything, always use a credit card. What other great recommendations do you have for people? I mean, time goes so fast, Jay. What other great recommendations do you have for people at this point?
Well, one fairly new scam, at least I just recently become aware of it, is this timeshare resales. Now, timeshares are very popular with people who want to have alternate living quarters on a temporary basis, frequently for a vacation or shorter period. But sooner or later, most owners want to sell. Well, now there's a scam going out. People who purport to be brokers and specialize in resales of timeshares. But there's a hook to it. Anyone who wants to be on their list has to send money. And this one reported case, it required the owner to send $2,500 to get on the list that this, I would say, this group of crooks talked them into. So
yeah.
That's one thing. And there's another little aside about timeshares. When owners initially purchase a timeshare, there's frequently misleading language that would indicate that they're receiving an interest in a particular unit. When they finally find out later that they do not have an interest in a particular unit, all they have is a membership that allows them to use a unit, not necessarily the one that was pointed out to them, allows them to use a unit for a certain period of time during a year. And that is something that I think is unfortunate. But, and I'm not saying at all timeshare sellers initially use that misleading ploy, but I do know that it has happened in one or two cases.
And certainly with something like this, where there's a misrepresentation with regard to a timeshare, my recommendation, because I have dealt with these before for persons who have been ripped off, if you know, if you've been ripped off, and I hope you haven't, but if you know where the location of the so-called office of the timeshare is, and it's probably, there probably is a legitimate location where you can have time in a particular unit, but there are misrepresentations that would be made as Jay is talking about. And if you know where they are located, my suggestion is you also contact the district attorney's office for that area, for that county where that timeshare is located, the consumer protection unit, and file a complaint, because the DA's office should look into it, should do an investigation, and see that this stops if you believe there's been a misrepresentation. You know, Jay, one of the things that we talked about before we went on the air, and I think this is something that would be very, very valuable for you to talk about. You had a client recently who received some kind of form. I don't know whether it was an email, a telephone call, or whatever, that she owed Wells Fargo some money. Can you talk about this?
Yes, she received a phone call.
Okay.
From some, she doesn't, still to this day, that she doesn't know for sure who it was. She received a phone call, very threatening, saying that you owe Wells Fargo $3,200, and if you don't pay it up, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor lady she panicked, and she lived with her daughter, and the daughter sent some money to these people.
$3,200?
The mother, my client, she wrote a check for $1,000 and sent it to them.
Oh my.
And heard nothing else from them. Mm. But a little later, checked with Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo says, you don't owe us anything. You never have owed us anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was just an outright scam.
Yeah, you got to be incredibly, incredibly careful about stuff like this. What else do you want to let people know about before we have to, before we end the statewide program, and then I give people the toll-free number to call, because I do want people to call in with their scams that they've been scammed on or things they're concerned about. We've got about 3 minutes left in the statewide version. What else would you like to present to the listeners?
Well, I would like to present my standby reminders. There are two of them.
Yeah.
One is do not give money in any form, credit card, check, or cash, to someone that you do not know, because it will, you will very likely never receive anything in response.
And that is whether it's on...
A promise that you will receive something is no good. So do not give money to a stranger just on that promise. Second reminder is do not give out your personal information, such as Social Security number or bank account information, to a stranger, because very likely your identity will be stolen, and that can lead to a lot of unfortunate things for you.
You know, some years ago, the San Jose Mercury newspaper, which is in San Jose, of course, San Jose, California, did an expose, which was very interesting. And it related to people who were being solicited by so-called representatives of police agencies, etc. And the expose was that even if the solicitation, and this was generally by phone, for whether it was the sheriff's office, the police department, the fire department, etc., that at best, the legitimate organization that these solicitors were working for would get no more than 4% of whatever your donation was. So my recommendation with something like that is, if you are solicited by one of these agencies, whether it's a sheriff's office, a police department, a fire department, etc., if you are interested, really, in making a contribution, I think what you need to do is you need to say, well, will you send me something in the mail? Or will you give me a phone number that I can call to speak to whomever it is at the police department? This way, if you can check on whether or not the phone call that you are getting is legitimate by calling that number and calling the local police department, the local sheriff's office, the local fire department, to see whether or not this solicitation really is legitimate. But even if it is legitimate, the way, at least a few years ago, as the San Jose Mercury reported in its investigation and report, is that only 4% of what consumers were sending, were donating, was actually going to the police department, the sheriff's office, the fire department. So you want to be very careful about that. Let me again give you, because I think it's very important, and I'm a great believer in terms of what Jay White is doing on his monthly scam alert reports. This is something, although he calls it senior scam alert, these are alerts that apply to all of us. We are all targets for fraudsters and scammers. And I highly recommend to you that you contact, go on your computer to the website for the Legal Aid Society of San Mateo County and find Jay. You'll find on the website, Jay is there. You'll see his beautiful photo. He looks like Clark Gable. Don't you, Jay? In any event, you'll see Jay's photo and his most recent report, December 2016, and that website is www.lassmc.org. www.lassmc.org. And again, I hope that those of you who are listening to the live program will stay with us, because in just a few seconds or so, I'm going to give the toll-free number that you can call. And so, Jay, stay with us. We're going to take a brief break right now, and then we'll be back in just a moment.
I'll stay here.
All right, everybody. It is our Call a Lawyer night, and I have given you the phone number before. I hope you are making use of it and that you're calling in, because we do this every month. We have attorneys here at KALW in San Francisco in the conference room, 1-800-525-9917, 1-800-525-9917, and here at KALW, our family law certified specialist, Janet Frankel. We have also landlord-tenant law attorney Sal Timpano, tax law, real estate broker Frank Adam, patent law, aviation law, lemon law, BBB arbitration, Ron Rohde. If you have questions on workers' compensation, certified specialist Robert Vermes will take calls until 8 o'clock. That's area code 949-584-2679. 949-584-2679. If you have questions regarding estate planning, trust, or probate law, certified specialist John Martin will take calls until 8 o'clock this evening on December 28th at 650-430-4664. 650-430-4664. By the way, everybody, our toll-free number, if you have questions, comments, or would like to share with us scams or fraudster things, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Don't be bashful. Join us. I think it's very important that you share your experiences with us. Also, one further thing, further Call a Lawyer is tomorrow, Thursday, December 29th, from 9 until 11 a.m., and that's Leon Baer, who's a certified specialist in bankruptcy law. You can call him on his 800 number, 1-800-477-3111, 1-800-477-3111. And if you call and just get a voicemail, leave your name and phone number. Leon will call you back. Say you're a listener to Your Legal Rights. He'll call you back at 1-800-477-3111 is the number to call. That's tomorrow, December 29th, from 9 to 11. And I want to see some people calling in. Our toll-free number is 866-798-8255, and I hope that you would really join us. By the way, if you're interested, the entire program, the full hour, is available as a free podcast at www.kalw.org/RSS. That whole hour is available as a free podcast at www.kalw.org/RSS. So let's talk a little bit more. I want to warn some people about a situation where a woman, actually a sophisticated woman, used eBay to purchase what was called a camcorder. This is a while back. And I forget how much it was, about $500. It was on eBay, and she was told to wire money to this particular address. And she did. The camcorder never came through. She then filed a report, a complaint with my office, the San Mateo County DA's office, Consumer Protection Unit. I asked one of the deputy sheriffs who was working with my office down the hall from me if he'd go over to the bank where she wired the money from, which is a major bank, and he did. And he found out that when she wired the money, it went to this country bordering Russia. Of course, she never got her money back, unfortunately. The point of this is, if you are going to buy something from somebody, whatever the product may be or whatever the item may be, do not wire money. Do not use your debit card. If you're going to use anything, use your credit card, because that way, if it turns out that you don't get what you're buying for or paying for, if you get something that's broken or is totally misrepresented, then you can make a complaint with your credit card company. And in most instances, the credit card company, within a certain period of time, it has 90 days within which to investigate, will refund your money to your credit card. So this is something to be careful about. Again, the toll-free number is 866-798-8255. The Call a Lawyer number for attorneys here at KLW is 1-800-525-9917. For workers' compensation, the number is 949-584-2679. And for estate planning, it's 650 1-800-430-4664. Again, Call a Lawyer will end at 8 p.m. Pacific time tonight, which is Wednesday, December 28th. And, Jay, we're going to take our first call right now from someone very brave who has called us. Penelope, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Oh, hello. Am I on the air, or is this a private call?
You're on the air, my dear.
Oh, my dear.
Yes.
I have a complicated situation, and I was thinking that I would talk to a lawyer, but not have to talk about it in public.
Okay. All right. Is yours a scam or not?
Well, it's not really a scam.
Okay. Here's what I would suggest you do, Penelope. You've called the wrong number. Why don't you call a lawyer number? Off the air, because as you say, you didn't want to talk about this in public.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'd like you to jot down the Call a Lawyer number where you can speak to an attorney off the air, and that's 1-800-525-9917. 1-800-525-9917. Try that. Call now. They will be here until 8 o'clock Pacific time, and hopefully someone there in the conference room will be able to help you, okay?
I'm sorry not to be able to talk about it, but I just thought I might be in trouble.
Penelope, you call that number, will you?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Support for KLW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you have a legal problem, you may need to talk to a lawyer. The San Francisco Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service can arrange an appointment for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation in both San Francisco and Marin County. For a referral to a lawyer or the Bay Area Mediation Services Program of the San Francisco Bar, call 415-989-1616. 415-989-1616. If you're in San Mateo County, the San Mateo County Bar Association also has a lawyer referral service. That number is 650-369-4149. 650-369-4149. In every county of California, there is a bar association and a lawyer referral service. You can call your own during normal business hours. Tell them what the problem is. They'll do their best to find an experienced attorney for you to have in a half an hour consultation. And with minor exception, you will pay for that half an hour consultation $25 to $35. That does not go to the attorney. It goes to the lawyer referral service to keep the service going. It's a great public service. And by the way, all the attorneys here at KLW, as well as Robert Vermes for Workers' Comp, John Martin for Estate Planning, Trust and Probate Law, and Leon Baer for Bankruptcy. This is public service these attorneys are performing. There's no obligation on your part whatsoever. This is a service they are performing to try to help you. They are all part of the Your Legal Rights team, and most of these people have been doing this for a number of years. So please, if you would, take advantage of that. And in light of what Penelope told me, and she's from Oakland, I think she should call the Alameda County Lawyer Referral Service. And if you're still listening, and she may not be, Penelope, that number is 510-302-2222. 510-302-2222. Additional funders for Your Legal Rights are the Family Law Section of the State Bar, the Trust and Estate Section of the State Bar, the Labor and Employment Law Section of the State Bar, the California Applicants Attorneys Association, and the San Mateo County Bar Association. We have another caller here, Jay, and that's Nancy from Berkeley. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you. I got scammed once on the computer. They sent me, I got this email saying that, you know, your computer is falling apart and it's being hacked into and everything. And I followed all the directions and, And then, you know, I began to think, and then they wanted more information, and I just cut it off. So I didn't lose anything, but a friend of mine had to come and kind of unscrew my computer. But the one thing that I really got scammed with, I was looking for a Havanese puppy.
Uh-huh.
And I was online, and there was this one place that said, you know, cheap Havanese puppies, because they can run about $3,000.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
Wow. Oh, they are worth every penny.
Yeah, so
but anyways, so I called this guy, and he had an accent. Sounded like an African accent, and he said that they lived in Washington.
The state of Washington?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was the state or D.C. I think I figured out it was D.C. And his wife had just had twins, and they had these puppies, and they had to get rid of them.
Uh-huh.
And he sounded, you know, it sounded kosher, what can I say? And they only wanted, I think, $450 for them. Or, no, I guess it was $700.
Yeah.
But he said to send, you know, to send the 400 first, and then he told me that he wanted me to do it through PayPal, which thank heavens, and that's why I thought everything was okay.
Yeah.
So I called and got wired or whatever PayPal does, the $400.
Yeah.
And the next morning, I mean, he had a website, you know, with the puppies on it and everything.
Right, right.
Next morning, I got up and I thought, you know, I don't feel so good about this.
Yeah.
So I called my daughter and her partner, because, especially her partner, he knows a lot about computers. They looked at the website. They said it was definitely bogus, that they had borrowed stuff from other websites, and that I should definitely, you know, try to get my money back.
So you had sent money or dealt directly with PayPal, had you?
Yeah.
That $700?
$400.
$400.
Yeah.
You said at one point $400, then you said $700.
No, it was the puppy was going to be $700, but I only had to spend $400
up
as a down payment.
I see.
So I called him, and it was a bad connect. Anyways, the upshot was I called PayPal, and I said, look, I think this is, you know, bogus. They looked into it. They said it was, I got all my money back.
Yeah.
But, I almost lost more, you know. And, you know, he said he was sending the, you know, he would send the puppy. And I knew that if I got anything at all, it would be a dead hamster.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah.
But, you know, you have to be really careful when you don't get anything for nothing.
No, you don't.
Or for cheaper. And as it turned out, I adopted a wonderful dog from a shelter called ARF, which is just a great place.
Well, good.
He's a wonderful dog. And
Nancy, thank you for that story, because I think it's valuable for other people.
Right.
Whatever it is that you might want to buy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say one other thing.
Yeah.
For a while, for like almost a year, weekly, I would get calls from, you know, some boiler room that said, you know, your computer is, you got to do something about your computer every single week.
Oh, my. That's bad.
And,
that's bad.
You know,
Nancy, we're going to move on.
Yeah,
thank you very much for calling. By the way, if you feel that you have been ripped off, in other words, your identity has been ripped off, such as someone's, unfortunately, has gotten your credit card number and has actually been doing something. And I can remember some years ago that one of the inspectors in my office, a law enforcement officer, would buy gasoline at a certain station, and he would use his credit card. And it turns out that somehow they found out what his password was, or what the number was, because he was going to some station and would put his card in and have his little, you know, the trick we have when we want to use by putting our card in the system. It turns out they stole several thousand dollars from his account, his checking account. And the investigation showed that actually the part of this gang was in L.A. So you got to be very careful. And the reason I bring this up is that the California Attorney General has a top 10 tips for identity theft protection. If you go to that website I mentioned at the beginning of the program and take the time to look at it, www.oag.ca.gov/privacy, OAG, which stands for Office of Attorney General, www.oag.ca.gov/privacy, you will see how you can put, for example, if you've got a credit card that has been scammed, you can contact anyone. You can contact your credit card company, of course, but you can also put a freeze on your credit card. And that's why I recommend to you something that I hope you don't need for the future, but I wanted you to know about it. Jay, I want to, there's a question from someone who called in, and Martin, who helps me on the program, brought it in. I'm going to read it, and we can talk about this. This is from Sarah in Fremont. I keep getting calls from Microsoft, usually early in the morning. They harass me by saying my computer is infected with a virus and they want to fix it for a price. I told them no, but they keep calling. How can I get them to stop calling? Do you have any comments on this? Jay, are you still there?
I do. I think that's a phony message.
I do too.
It's not from Microsoft.
I do too.
It's very common these days that when booting your computer, there will be a message there, a very prominent message saying, "Caution: Your computer is infected with some sort of a disease. It's important that you call this number immediately, get it fixed." Yeah. Well, that's phony, but because they want you to call a number. And the irritating is you can't get rid of this display without exiting from the program.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very persistent, and when they say they're from Microsoft, I don't believe them. That's a scam.
This happened to me once. I have an Apple laptop computer, and I also Sarah has mentioned she's getting all these calls. I had something that showed that there was a virus on my computer, and I had and up came on my screen an 800 number, and I called it and they said, "Oh, we can help you clear this out. We'll only charge you such and such to do it." Well, I was very suspicious about this, in that I have this Apple laptop. And just a few blocks from me is one of the Apple stores. Of course, they're all over the place. Wherever you want to live, the Apple is there. I went into the Apple store, and I said, here's what I've got. Can you help me with this? Do I really have a virus? And one of the technicians, these people are very experienced, these young kids who probably have been doing this since they've been 6 years old, who knows. In any event, was able to clear it and said this was just a scam. Get your money. And of course, in the Apple store, I was charged nothing. So all I can say to anyone who supposedly is getting some kind of communication from whomever it may be, if you bought your computer from some store, whether it's an Apple computer or some other kind of computer, go to the store that handles those, and similar to Apple. Apple, of course, specializes in having all these young people who know what they're doing to help you, but I'm sure other manufacturers of computers do it, and see if they can't help you, as opposed to dealing with someone either by the Internet or by the phone, etc. And I want to give you, we still have a few minutes left for you to call in and speak with either me and or Jay White, and also our cell phone, not our cell phone, our 800 number, for you for Call a Lawyer, I hope you are taking advantage of it, is 1-800-525-9917, 1-800-525-9917. Topics at the station, tax law, real estate law, landlord-tenant law, patent law, aviation law, and, of course, family law. And then workers' comp is Robert Verms at 949-584-2679. And for estate planning, it's John Martin, 650-430-4664. And they're available for another few minutes until 8 p.m. Pacific time. And then tomorrow, Thursday, December 29th, from 9 to 11 a.m., Leon Baer will be available to talk with you, 1-800-477-3111. 1-800-477-3111. And here Sarah has another question, and that is this. Sarah wants to know, bottom line, how do you make these callers go away, stop calling? What suggestions do you have on this, Jay, if any?
To make them go away?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that that seems to be fairly effective, if it's the same group that's calling, like bill collectors or whoever,
yeah.
If you just ignore them and do not answer the phone, or if you do answer it, find out who's on it and just hang up. But if they feel they can engage you in conversation,
yeah.
They'll continue to call back. The other is that to a limited degree, you can put yourself on the do not call list, which is an official listening. As I understand, that does not always stop all the calls, but it'll stop some of them. And if you can find out who's calling you, then you can report them to the Federal Trade Commission. They probably won't let you know who's calling. They probably won't give you an address.
No.
They may give you a phony telephone number, but if you can identify them, then report them to, well, the local district attorney, that's starting place, but certainly the Federal Trade Commission then could follow up and possibly put them out of business if they are well established.
Yeah, and Sarah, I would suggest for you, since you're in Fremont, that's Alameda County, I would suggest to you that you might want to file a complaint with the Alameda County DA's Office Consumer Protection Unit. They'll look into it, and maybe that will also be helpful. By the way, for all of you in the San Francisco Bay Area, I have some information. The San Mateo County Law Library will be doing a free noontime lecture on Wednesday, January 4th, on how to clean your criminal record. So if you or someone close to you has a criminal record, you might want to look into this. Attorney Christopher Morales, who's a certified specialist in criminal law, will discuss various ways to clean up a criminal record, even including how to obtain a certificate of rehabilitation and the steps necessary to apply for a pardon from the governor or even the president. And you're invited to attend this free lecture, and this will be on Wednesday, January 4th at noon for an hour, from noon to 1. You can bring your bag lunch. This is at the Law Library in Redwood City at 710 Hamilton Street in Redwood City, 710 Hamilton Street. If you'd like more information, the number is 650-363-4913, 650-363-4913. And I think in terms of certainly the concerns that we have, such as Penelope, the first caller, who didn't want to talk about what she was concerned about on the air, but she's willing to talk with one of the attorneys off the air. I think it's really valuable for you. I've been a lawyer for a long time. I've been a deputy DA for about 32 years. And so I think wherever you are in California, you should contact your Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service and make an appointment to meet with an attorney who's experienced in the area. I think this will probably be our last call. It's Marilyn from San Francisco. Marilyn, welcome to the program.
Hi. When I get those Microsoft calls, I say, please stop calling me with this scam.
Good for you. Did it stop them?
I've only gotten a couple, two or three, but I did check on them first to make sure it wasn't something legitimate. But
And you, how did you check on it, Marilyn?
I don't remember. It was so long ago. I don't remember whom I called to ask about it.
That's not Microsoft doesn't do that. I have worked with Microsoft, not as an attorney for them, but involved with some litigation many years ago. And I found them to be very upfront, and they're not going to do something like this. But certainly, if you are contacted by any major company or any organization at all out of the blue, what you should do if you have any interest or any concern about this is do a little work yourself. You as a consumer can take advantage of things. You can call, frankly, your local district attorney's office to see if they might be able to give you some direction. You can call your local legal aid office wherever you are in the state of California, and I'm sure this is comparable throughout the United States, and see what direction they may have for you. This is the kind of thing that you as a consumer can do on your own and should do on your own. And again, I thank you, Marilyn, for your comments, and I agree with you. And as Jay has said, I think that if you hang up on them fast, that's really the way to do it. That they'll get the word and they won't bother you anymore. Jay, we have about a minute and a half left of the program. What sage analysis do you have at this point?
Well, I can only pretty much summarize what we said in the first place. It anyone who wants to protect him or herself from scams can put a little effort into doing the research, and logging onto this website is a way of obtaining information before the scammers send it out. So there are a lot of them aside from the Federal Trade Commission, but that is something that can be done. You don't have to wait until you're scammed to do some self-help on it. That would be my suggestion.
Okay, and certainly I would think, although you perform a great service in being available to you specialize in trying to help older persons who are having some kind of consumer or scam problem. I'm sure that other legal aid offices throughout the state of California, and perhaps that's, I would hope, the case throughout the United States, will be of some help to you on this. And the same as the local district attorney's office or your local prosecutor's office will be there to help you in terms of trying to give you some direction or perhaps inviting you to file a complaint with their office so that they, in their position as lawyers, can help you. Jay, I want to thank you very much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been wonderful to have you on the program. I wish you a happy new year. Jay White is an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of San Mateo County. The website is www.lassmc.org. Jay, thanks again so much, and happy new year to you.
Thank you.
I look forward to having you back on the program in 2017, which is not far off. Next week on Your Legal Rights, or next time, whenever you get it, the topic is how to clean up a criminal record. My guest will be attorney Christopher Morales, a specialist in criminal law who's certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization. And Christopher will discuss various ways to clean up a criminal record. Your Legal Rights production staff members are program engineer Debbie Kennedy. Debbie, delighted to have you here. Lovely to have you on the program, or with me on the program. Production assistant Martin McLean. Martin, thanks so much. Funding for this segment of Your Legal Rights has been made possible by the National Board of Trial Advocacy, which also funds the public radio satellite transmission of the program for national distribution. Thank you for joining us on Your Legal Rights Public Radio, and I hope you join us next time on your public radio station. I wish you all a very happy new year and look forward to it being a very good year, we all hope, in 2017 for us, the rest of the United States, and the world. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Chuck Finney.